Hey.
Hey.
I said hi first.
Oh, no.
That never happens.
That does never happen.
Yeah.
That does never happen.
While either doing these things or in real life.
I think that's true. Like, I'm usually the one first. That's like, hey.
Or second or third or fourth or tenth.
You just sleep first.
No. I just lurk in the shadows. I do sleep first. I sleep first. I wake first. Yeah. I eat first.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guys, what? Why do we do this? It's 30 seconds in.
Yep.
We're just coming on here to try to think.
We get paid by the word.
Well, here we go. We would love today, on this day, the 1st of June. It is the 1st of June.
The month is June?
In the year 2025.
2,225? Let's repeat once more. 2,225.
Wait, did you say 2,225?
No. Wait, what did I say? I said 2,225. Yes, I did.
That's weird. We've gone 200 years into the future. We've come back to...
Oops.
Eric didn't even realize. That's amazing.
I was just trying to throw in extra words. I threw in an extra number.
You had threw in an extra 200 years. We're here to say thank you to our slug
lords and knights,
without whom we would be depressed. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And we just finished a session. We just finished a session, so our brain power is limited. We've made $25 million at this point from the amount of words we've used.
That's right.
In this recording.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
But we wanted to thank a few people just for their support. We're going to just make a little, what's that kind of poem? What's that called? That was my idea. An acrostic, is that what it's called?
I think maybe. It's also a type of puzzle, but I think that's what it comes from.
Yeah,
it's
confusing.
Oh, no. No, it's all good.
Okay, well.
Let's go.
Whatever Eric
said.
It. The kind of poem where you start, you just have a word, or, well, we're not doing a full sentence. We're just, or I mean,
whatever.
If we have to. About
you got the letters in a word or a phrase,
yeah.
And then each line begins with one.
We're just going to keep going. We're not even going to stop in between each one. You're going to figure out which poem is for you.
And we're
listener,
not
going to
say them out loud.
We're not going to say, we're just going to say the words.
Okay.
You good with that? Eric's like, are we going to be able to do this? Yeah. Like, I'll say one, then you say one, then I say one, then you say one.
Cool.
Okay,
let's do it.
So we would like to thank beautiful,
energetic,
I already can't think of words. Ticklish.
Hot.
Opalescent.
Pearlescent.
Orange.
Overly generous. That's one word.
Pretty.
Intelligent.
My everything. But minus the Y. I mean the my, not the Y. Guys, we're our
magnificent.
Brain. Adventurous.
Remarkable.
Kick ass.
Just perfect.
Exceptional.
Super.
Sensational.
Over the top.
Nice.
Miraculous. That's a little clue. Nice.
Terrific.
Yes, sirree.
Sexy.
Adventurous.
I already said that one before.
Also adventurous.
Va-va-va-voom.
Worldwise.
Ass don't quit. As one word.
Fair.
All right.
What did that start with?
Started with an A.
Okay, good. Just to make sure. Did you say incredible? No. Incredible.
Ridiculously awesome.
Sweet.
God, why do we always get the T's? Tubular.
Exuberant. Muscular.
Perfection.
Unknowable.
Noodly.
Killer.
Overwhelming.
charitable.
I get every T. Triumphant.
Triumphant. That's good. Off the wall.
Pursuit.
Nobody's going to know what that means.
It started with a P. That's a personal thing that me and Eric say.
Uber.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. High five. We did it.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Let's repeat their names.
Can you imagine if we could recreate that? We'd be There's no way. I won't even remember
the first one.
Boomberry, 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 boomberry.
You're listening to the show about backup despair. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
All right, I'm going to take you to see Soups, Eric. Okay.
You need to see Soupsicle.
I'll go.
Soupsicle. That's good. That's good. I know Adam really wants us to hear.
I am so excited. I've been thinking. I literally, while all this was happening, I was like, "We better be able to play D&D because I really don't want to have the not."
I want to hear Adam. Well, no! Why did it do that? Shut up!
You didn't play the sound.
What?
Don't worry.
Oh my god! Wait. Unrelated. If I know that note, I know what that song is, and I love that song. But it might not be. Maybe it's Sufjan Stevens, and I don't know the song. But I'm excited.
It's from Soofs.
Soofs. It's from Soofs. Softs.
I'm going to drop the lyrics after the song starts. I'll drop the lyrics in the damn top in.
Oh,
cash.
Can you put them in the chat for this recording so we can still see you guys?
Is that easier?
Yeah, that would actually be nice.
All right, I'll do that.
All right.
Are
you ready, Adam?
I am.
Okay. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Yes! Oh my god, love.
When I was a young boy, Will Pompion gave a big lecture to me on the way to Gully's End. He said, "You're too young a pup to travel and constantly be joking. You'd be safer if you scrammed." He said, "Will you please wear them, my flight boots, and don't be reckless either, lest underground you're laid." I said, "Hey, Will, your worries, I get them, but I'm not dumb or dumber. You'll be glad someday I stayed."
Oh my god.
Later we ran into a half-orc guy in an autumnal grove who said, "Welcome to Burngate."
Yes! So great!
Before that, by the way, Bathweth was doing something kind of shady that risked changing our whole plan.
God.
He said, "Hey, Xantris, what's up? Help me beat these slivers that have woken. Then this land will co-command."
Ooh.
Sometimes when I am stealing, Will's rooting just for me. And other times he tells me I should go.
True.
When I say nah, Ruffina, he'll call, who always so offbeat, says something about an armadillo. Will Pompeian. Although you never say you love me, your true meaning will carry on. Will Pompeian, you want some breakfast, I will cook it. You eat and don't complain it. Swirly man sent you reeling from all your hopes and dreams. Now misery and hate are your downfall.
Oh my god.
So cut me some slack and don't look back. Your friends are all right here with you until the end for the long haul. Will Pompeian. Although you never say you love me, your true meaning will carry on. Will Pompeian, when you say please, just don't be stupid. Your true love overarching.
Meanwhile, there's a fungus shedding tears.
Where's your home?
A myconid who misses all its peers.
Asks Roscoe, maybe, just maybe, it's good to care after all.
Sure, I could die. That doesn't faze me, because this quest for me's a brand new start. I must deny, but that will break me. I'm here to stay. I'm gonna play my part. I won't complain. We're a team, aren't we? My eye was maimed. That just means a cool scar. He's the cause for all my joking. I was dead before. Now I am a rock star.
Not yet a man, but still a hero. Not just a boy, the strongest boy in the world. Not yet a man, but still a hero. You do care.
Will Pompeian.
Although you never say you love me, your true meaning will carry on. Will Pompeian, when you say please just don't be stupid, your true love overarches on.
Sure, I could die. That doesn't faze me, because this quest for me's a brand new start. I must deny, but that won't break me. I'm here to stay. I'm gonna play my part.
Sure, I could die. That doesn't faze me, because this quest for me's a brand new start. I must deny, but that won't break me. I was dead before. Now I'm a fucking star.
Understand him more, like oh my god, like yes. The fucking
the depth.
I was dead before, now I'm a fucking star. I could die, that doesn't phase me. This that's Adam, that's brilliant. Holy shit.
The
Adam.
Best NPCs too. It just made me realize the depth with that our NPCs bring to the game.
How sweet, how funny and sweet and powerful. Holy shit, Shimi. Oh my god, Eric's gonna kill Shimi one day. I'm telling you, and the you better not like decapitate a if you do that, it's the I'll kick you in the nuts. I swear to God.
That's all. God.
Obviously, I'll defer to Eric on the canon interiority.
Oh my god!
Of Shimi.
Sounds accurate to me.
Oh my god!
No, it totally rings true.
It's
right?
Perfect.
Like, I mean, I haven't thought about it, but it does. It totally makes sense, right?
I was
it fits.
Dead before. Now I'm a rock star. Like, are
What's
you just
funny,
not
I originally,
just a boy, the strongest boy in the world, yeah. Adam? That was.
I was
so
like,
amazing.
Yeah, I knew why I was writing it. I was like, oh fuck, this is good.
Oh my god, Shimi.
Yeah, I was quite proud of it.
And can I also say it was pretty epic because I love that song to hear Will Pompeian sung to that.
Oh my god.
Kind of
when
like,
I discovered that was the perfect fit for the chorus, I was like, this is kismet. This is meant to be.
I can't.
All because like the central kind of the core of last session was that conversation between the two of you.
And when
I think about songs about like a young person and like a conversation with somebody older than them, this comes to mind. And it just is perfect that like it's Welcome to the Black Parade, and that the session ended with Welcome to Burngate. I was like, oh, this is mm-hmm. yeah, this works.
This is like the end. Like, I have to fucking like get these together and put like an album out. Like, we have to do that. That's so good. Mm-hmm. That makes me mad that we don't have like a million listeners. That is such quality. Yeah, like, that's insane. That's so good. Oh my God. Oh God. I want more people to hear it. Holy shit. It's so good.
Yeah, I've been sitting on that for 2 weeks. Oh, I was like, oh, I want to play it hard.
I know. I knew.
I was like, why were they? I was like, oh, KT's going to love this. KT's going to.
I kept holding my breath. There were so many moments I was just like completely without breath. That was so fucking great. Can I also say, like, the crazy thing is, Reese, why did I start doing this? I was trying to remind myself of some, it's because we've been talking about, like, we should just, like, make a CD or, well, not a CD. That's not how things work anymore, but.
8-track.
Make an album, make an 8-track. Yes. And I was trying to look back at the earliest time that we started to, like, routinely. And I was like, so many of them didn't have music, but like, we've come so far. Like, I can't even, they're all amazing. All of them are epically awesome, but like, this is like, yeah.
You had said, didn't you say that Abby was the one that really.
I think Abby is the one that really started like escalating, by the way.
Oh, wait.
No,
I'm just.
No. You
was
started
singing long before
that's
me.
That's true, but you started making these awesome, like, you did the harmony. You had the idea to, like, do different tracks and, like, harmonize, and you used your accordion. Like, for one of the very first recorded ones, it's like you playing the accordion. Mm-hmm. And then Alex doing the amazing Unforgiven
Metallica. That really
was incredible, even though it was in a Homestar voice. It was just.
You know what's funny? Like, I was going to try to sing it in a shamey voice.
Oh my God!
I was like, no, that's too much. This was like, I had to do this with like my, I had to record this again. It was another like screaming and like, and I had to turn off my AC.
Yeah.
And I was like recording different takes. I was exhausted and like so sweaty.
Oh,
it was disgusting.
Adam, no, that's great.
I was like, I do not. I am not going to sing this in a shamey voice because I feel like it would just be distracting.
It's not about the voice.
It's about the emotional
truth of it. But it would have been, it would have been funny, but like, this is so perfect. It's perfect. So perfect.
When I was a young boy, but to like,
but then like
try
change
to do that
it in and the middle of it and be like, that sometimes happens. It wouldn't have mattered if it was accurate or not.
Yep, because it would have been.
Because it would have been, exactly.
That's true. Yeah.
Do you feel more freedom with your new living situation in terms of recording these kind of things? Because I remember you, like, talking about, like, having to, like, fake scream.
Yeah. So I was, I did this while Serena was out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told her, like, because I recorded this, like, the Monday after our last... Mm-hmm. Our last session,
yeah, it was fast.
And like she was leaving for a work trip that night, and I told her, like, after you leave, I'm recording this recap of this parody of Welcome to the Black Parade.
Amazing.
And I was explaining to her because I was all excited. I was jazzed. Yeah. I was like, this is what I'm doing tonight. And then she's like, oh, cool. And I was like trying to explain to her. Like, I was like, yeah, because we take turns doing the recaps the last session. And then like, and like, yeah, the last session, like, there's this character, like, Will Pompeon, and like, she, and like, let me from Jimmy's perspective. And like, and then I found out, I discovered that, like, Will Pompeon, like, the course will carry on. Like, Will Pompeon fits it perfectly. And like, actually, like, and while I was writing it, like, I got goosebumps because, like, there are moments of it that, like, are genuinely, I think, like, really touching and, like, sweet. And I'm so excited. She was like, cool.
Yes.
She
was, and you realize she's slowly trying to put a shock collar on you.
Oh, no, it's so funny. It's so weird to try to explain anything with D&D in real life to anyone who, especially if they don't know, like, what D&D is, but, like, this is a whole other level. It's like a podcast and a recap that's a song. Like, what are you talking about? Like, but it's so great. Oh my gosh.
Did they do that in Stranger Things? I never saw that.
Holy shit. Yes.
That's really
I hope
funny.
They do that next time.
They should. They've been working on it long enough. They need to.
Yeah, the final season, they start to do some song recaps in their D&D.
Vecna, right?
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
I will say my last two recaps have been like Will-centric. I need to... Because the last one was the killers.
Yes.
Somebody told Will.
That his ex-boyfriend was also Nar's boyfriend. Right? It's so funny.
Abby, did you know that song? Yes.
Oh, of course I did.
Okay.
I knew it was Chemical Romance and I didn't have to look it up.
Cool.
I knew from the first note when you spoiled it from that. I was like, oh my God, I know that note.
That's funny because that's actually kind of perfect because like that is a meme of a note.
Oh, totally.
Like I was reading about the song and like Andrew Lloyd Webber once tweeted like what do you think when you hear this note?
Yeah.
And like he was referencing this song.
He's amazing. Trying to turn it off, but he can't. Sorry.
Sorry. I wanted to just play the
Andrew
one note.
Andrew Lloyd Webber said that about this, did you say?
About your recap?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so about my recap. Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I just saw Eric panic and my brain went to what he said. I would love to. That's so interesting. No, it's okay. You were trying to not be rude to Adam, but in doing so, I was rude to Adam because I didn't get to hear what he was saying.
Yeah, it was on Twitter. It's one it's a video of Andrew Lloyd Webber at the piano. He says, it's one thing to create an iconic set of chords. It's another to make one note iconic.
Yeah.
And he tagged My Chemical Romance, and he's at the piano, and he plays that
note. Yes. Heck yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm thinking this may take a place on my soundboard. Once I crop it.
Oh, is it a note for something?
You'll use that for something, yeah.
Yeah.
When Sheenie gets a natural 20.
Yep.
No, every time there's an emotional connection between two characters.
Oh my God.
Better than Clovis.
It'll get abused so quickly. Eric will be like ding 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 ding. When it's like Will and Bathwick arguing or something.
I was pleased with the meter of the armadillo line. Says something about an armadillo.
I think that's the only thing I haven't said anything about. I love it. I love it.
Yay.
Glad you guys liked it.
So good. Thank you.
All right, that was fun. Good night, everyone.
Spanakopita. Spanakopita.
I meant to play the outro song. I must have gotten rid of that. That used to be where it was.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's there.
Bom, 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 bom. There it is.
But that's the old outro,
Stop
right?
Stop it! Oh, I don't know. I guess
it's not. Bom.
I don't know.
Didn't you tell me that? Or did I fix it and put the right one? I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever.
It doesn't
matter. To Burngate.
Welcome to Burngate. All right.
Welcome to Burngate.
So it's been a little while.
Put the microphone by your mouth, babe.
It keeps sliding back. It's because...
Okay, well then fix your body.
I cannot. This is the body that the good Lord gave me.
Aww.
And I've done nothing to defile it, I swear.
What the fuck?
I know.
No tattoos. No piercings. Whew. I'm good. I don't like shellfish. 3 for 3.
You wear mixed fibers.
I
never come on the ground.
Hell yeah.
Always make sure there's a nice layer of leaves. Or the mosses says, and lichen. Thanks. What?
The ground says, thanks.
Mosses and lichen. All right. So.
We haven't. Checked any of our sound levels, and we have not heard one word.
Oh my God.
Out of Alex here.
That's true.
One.
Oh, there we go.
Word.
There's a word.
That's two.
Okay, good.
When you think about it, isn't it weird that the phrase "one word" is actually two words?
Whoa! I never thought
Mind
about that.
Mind blown. One
word. That's so.
There should
fucked
be a
up.
Word for one word.
Uniword.
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 Uniword. It doesn't Stupid. Work. Don't do that.
And the phrase three words only has two words.
And the phrase 1 million words only has three.
It keeps on going.
Oh my God. We gotta peel back the layers here. We gotta uncover who's doing this to us.
This, more than anything, convinces me that reality is a simulation. glitching away. Oh my god. Unacceptable.
Yeah. Well, come up with the new words for it. We gotta come up with the new words for all those things.
I did
things.
Uniword.
No, Uniword was stupid. We gotta think of something.
Someone think
better.
Of a word for 1 million words that means 1 million. That is
1 million words long.
Word.
I feel like I broke language tonight.
Mm-hmm. I think it's perfect.
It's broken.
Really did it.
We always break language on this.
If Pontypool happens in real life,
this
it's
is
because
the
of me just now.
Yes.
I started it.
Oh no, we're all going to die. Yes, we're all going to die. That crowd witnessed it. God, Pontypool is what I was just about to say. I want to watch Pontypool again. Because you've only seen it once now, right? You watched it with Adam and me, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to watch it again. I don't know. All
have you seen it more?
Yes, babe. Are you kidding
you
me?
You knew it before?
Yes, I knew Pontypool
before.
Yeah,
Katie had seen it before.
Yes.
Hmm. Really?
Babe, yes. Hmm. Are you joking?
I remember that. I feel like I remember that while we were, like, when we watched it. Like, you were,
I'm sure you
were,
guys
like,
are right.
Excited to rewatch it.
Yes. I definitely had seen it.
I believe
before.
You, but
it's,
I don't.
It's on many movies of like brain. When because there was definitely a time where, well, there's it's still that time. There's too many movies and not all of them are great. And so and also there was so much saturation in society. But I still liking movies was trying to find a list of like good adjacent or
how
movies.
Old is that movie? We bleeped out the type of movie Pontypool is just in case anyone hasn't seen it, although it's almost 20 years old. Just in case any of you haven't seen it and want to. Highly recommend.
I don't know.
It's like 2007 or 8.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I definitely didn't see it that long ago. Okay. But yeah, okay. For sure.
I accept that. Your reality.
Okay, weirdo.
I will say, though, that I will always insist that it's best for anybody to go into that movie not knowing.
Yes.
Blind.
Yes. Agree.
So you should cut around this.
I'm sorry. Burngate, go ahead.
Shut up.
Okay.
KT, shut up.
That's mean.
Ooh. He's being kind of sexy, though. Oh, he's being all flirty.
Shut up.
What is this
zip
about?
It.
What the fuck?
Is that sexy? When I say zip it and go like this with my hand.
On.
Adam, be quiet.
No, you gotta put on Hall of the Mountain King.
Do I have-
oh my god. That made it into the wiki, yeah! Didn't it?
Did it?
Wait, what? I don't remember.
You like, don't remember that?
No,
oh,
what?
Don't tell Eric.
It was like I did the Mozart recap.
Do me
and
a
then
favor,
afterward...
Eric. Do me a favor, Eric. Do a search in the Pork Paradise Wiki right now for In the Hall of the Mountain King.
Okay. Wiki. When I click wiki, the default that pops up is my page for Eric. That's like the save. Like Chrome
amazing.
Knows that's where I want to go.
You want to go
the Hall of the Mountain King.
It's actually all like D&D terms.
One free back rub. King. The Henley Regatta scene from 2010 Social Network featuring Trent Reznor.
So I guess it just links to that.
And then there's the recap song. What?
Yeah, but I guess okay. So the wiki page does not explain why that is a reference. Thankfully, that's good.
Thankfully, wait a second.
What?
You should want that everywhere.
It was
like
from
ad.
A game of music. Of what's it called?
Oh, of Music League, yeah.
That's how it came up, right?
It was a category songs to fuck to.
Oh.
It was not our Music League. He was telling us a story that he was playing that with other friends.
And I
you poke you
I'll
pick that
this
one.
Out. I won't have this in the podcast twice, I guess.
Keep it.
Keep it. It's re-explaining fine. It. Just in case anyone missed it.
Yeah. Someone may have jumped in between now
Eric
and then.
Missed it. But you did you hear the story? Do you remember the story now?
Is there more than that?
I
removed a lot from the podcast too because it was a little graphic.
Wasn't it you specifically? Wasn't it bottoming to that song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Eric's so thoughtful about it.
I'm trying to just rack my brain for any more details.
No, it was funny to hear that.
There were that part.
Was there a carpet of leaves and or moss and lichen under you?
Oh, I don't come on the ground, Eric.
Wow, good job, guys.
I haven't defiled my body.
That's right.
Good job, guys.
Or the body of Gaia.
Yeah, I guess we are. It's a lot of pressure.
I like the quote that's in this episode. It's metagaming for me to tell people about my hit points, right? Says Abby. Eric, yes. You could tell them how you're looking. It can be expressed in those kinds of ways.
Yes.
Abby, there's a bruise on 1/3 of my body.
Yes. Yep. 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 Very good.
That's so cute. Oh my God.
That reminds me, I'm just tangenting because whatever, we're not going to start. But in Gloomhaven, there is an initiative system where, like, you have to, like, decide what initiative number you're going at, but you can't tell the people you're with. It's a cooperative game, and it's anywhere between 1 and, like, 99. Mm. It has to do with what cards you're playing, and you reveal them at the same time when you start a round. And you're not allowed to, like, refer to, like, anything you're playing on your cards in, like, numbers. But you could, like, be like, I'm going kind of fast or kind of slow. And I saw online someone had made, just completely, for a joke more than anything, yeah. Completely avoiding the rule in a silly way by they made a chart for, like, every single number. Yeah. And, like, a chart of, like, words, and then they, like, split off into different sections. Like, there's fast and slow is the first half or the second half, and then within that there's fast or slow fast or fast slow or slow slow fast fast. Down to each one.
That's great.
Thanks. Thank you all.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's on Reddit. It's called The Asshole's Guide to Initiative.
The Asshole's Guide. That's great.
You should use that next time you play Gloomhaven.
Gloomhaven.
It would have been yesterday if it weren't for power issues. All right. We're in Burngate, though. There's no power issues here.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome to Burngate, says the half-orc, as you ride up onto this autumnal grove. You had been traveling for many miles through this kind of not barren, not desolate, but kind of getting that feeling, right? It's this hazy day. It's this scrubby sort of hilly land, not much to see. You can't really see very far just due to the haze in the air. If you recall, we rounded this final hilltop and this bright red, yellow, orange, just shock of color pierces your corneas and
yikes.
Slams into your retinas.
We're dead.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Flies through your
eye holes.
No! Yep.
That's two of the five face holes. Two of the seven head holes.
There are eyeballs there.
Abby, your ears are not on your face. They're not. They're just not. Listeners, leave a 5-star review and agree with me that ears are not part of the face.
Our ears are part of the face.
It's on the wiki, probably.
Young are at the gates.
Top result. Yes, ears are part of the face.
Woo! Second result, ears are not part of the face. The rest of the results, ears are not part of the face. Google's in Abby's pocket. That's what I think.
That's right.
Yeah, they're totally paid off by Big Abby.
Big Abby.
Now I want to write a mob movie with Abby as
Big
the,
Abby.
As the,
Here
the
comes
Dawn.
Big Abby.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was made for that role. Uh-huh. I was born for it.
All right. So. You rode up on into this grove, and it looks like it's a small settlement nestled within this densely packed copse of trees. You were greeted at the gate, so to speak. It's not a heavily defended settlement. There's just low wooden fences sort of delineating the perimeter, the border. And this male half-orc in a long orange tunic emerged and greeted you with the iconic phrase, "Welcome to Burngate," that we've said at least 5 times tonight, each of us. And he's smiling at all of you. And he says, your travels must have been long. That's often the case when those wandering the world are brought here to our gates. Would you like to stay a while? We are in the midst of our most sacred time of year, the Week of Flame, and we would be happy to have you as guests.
Oh, shoot, we're supposed to answer.
I was going to play the outro music, but I couldn't get to it.
What is the Week of Flame? I have many questions.
Well, that's one. It is...
Does he write on a wall?
It is the time when our grove is a riot with this color you see above you. We celebrate in many different ways. We honor our god, the mighty Bahamut, as his flame rages on in the center of our small settlement, as it always does.
What?
Okay, I look at Bathwack. Or was that Gwen's thing? Who the fuck is Bahamut? I know that. What do I? Okay.
Ask him.
Do I have to roll?
Probably not. You'd probably remember at this point.
Was it Bathwack? Look, just help me out as a player. Ooh.
I don't mean to be rude, but who's Bahamut?
Now, Will, sure, it was Bathwack's thing.
Yeah.
Oh, he is the king of all dragons. His fire warms our village at night, cooks our food by day. He protects us from the evils in this world that seek to pervade our very souls. I'm surprised you haven't heard of him.
Do you have any inns or anything of the sort?
Oh, we have a place just for guests to rest, recuperate from their weariful treks. Yes, we have a place where you can find yourselves comfortable. We will feed you. We will clothe you.
Can we walk there and keep talking to you? Can you show us your village?
Well, I am the greeter here at the gate. That is my task for the day. But I can certainly have someone show you to our guest. Guest shack. Words? Guest shed.
Guest shack.
Guest shack.
Is a little old place where...
our guest station.
Our guest structure. Our guest... our guest pit. Lean-to. Guest pit. Oh my god. Guest pit.
That's really, really good.
Guest pit.
It's like a conversation pit.
Very innocent. Okay.
Or an armpit.
I feel like I kind of always wanted a house with a conversation pit.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they're so cool. They're so 70s. Yeah. I would totally love that. Yes.
Oh, is that... That's actually a thing.
Yes.
Is it like a sunken living room?
Kind of, yeah. It's like...
There's usually just a big chunky couch in it, and it is a lowered down section of a room. Like, it can be in the middle of the floor. Like, there could be... And the couch tops are kind of, like, just above the floor, and the rest of it is just... It's a 70s thing. It's very 70s.
But I wouldn't want my guest pit so deep that I need a ladder to climb out of it. And then I'd want to fill it with beanbags.
Yeah.
Well, then you wouldn't need a ladder.
And whiteboards.
Why
right?
don't you do that?
No. You couldn't use the whiteboards. There are too many beanbags.
Like,
you have to paint them in whiteboard paint.
Are they
you
like
paint the beanbags in whiteboard paint?
Are the beanbags like cornhole sized? And it's full of those.
Well, when I said it, I was thinking like balance ball sized, mm-hmm. but cornhole sized would also be good.
Mm-hmm. Listeners,
like a ball pit.
A rare insight into Alex's personal life. He often, if not presently, sits on one of those balls that he just referenced while he plays D&D.
That's too much. It's too much! Beep!
TMI!
It might be true. It might be true, folks.
It might be true.
He won't even bounce for us, and you guys can't even see him, so I don't understand why.
He bounces for us. Usually by the end of the night.
Right now, look at him. Yeah. Look at him. He's not even bouncing.
That's because I'm not on the ball
tonight. Oh, it's true. I can bounce.
But I'll switch at halftime.
No, I'm going to sit on the ball. I've taken yours.
We have three of them down here, so it's fine.
Nice.
Two.
Three is a lot.
Big Abby's going to sit on all of them.
Big Abby!
I'm so happy. Oh, my gosh.
I would just say, yeah, wait, what about, can we walk and can you show us our village? And mm-hmm. he said, no. What did he say? No?
He stays here, but he can have someone bring you to your place.
I would say, yes, please. We have traveled the long way.
Certainly.
I'm sorry, I interrupted KT. I wanted to make sure that, because KT wanted to make sure that...
Oh, that he's not a murderer.
Well, Will wanted to make sure that he's not a murderer.
Yeah, like, I wanted to roll insight. This guy's creepy, kind of like a kind of culty talk situation.
Kind of culty, creepy talk?
Well, like, kinda things like, this is my task for the day. What the fuck? You know what I mean? What a weirdo. No. It's like a small village in, like, a medieval setting or something.
It's almost like people have responsibilities like they have to tend to in life.
Task? This is my task for the day? It sounds like it was assigned to him. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I'm predicting too many things.
Are you rolling?
What should I roll?
You already said it, and I didn't disagree. Am I right?
But you didn't clarify. Okay, fine.
Roll animal handling.
Oh, no. 7 insight. You guys, this place is so safe. This guy's my best friend. You're creeped out by
this guy a little bit.
I'm creeped out by this guy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, shit. Well, I said we were going to rest. All right, I'll pack that into my role-playing game in the future. I'm not going to say anything. I still want to get out of the heat.
Okay.
I want to go sit.
Yeah, the sun is...
somewhere not in the sun.
So aside from Bahamut, the king of all dragons, do you have a king of Burngate?
Oh, no. No, no, no. I mean, of course, we have our king of Gully's End, you know, King Bathwack. From the way you came, I'm assuming you saw his statue atop our great cliff.
Is he still the king here?
Yes, of course. Do you have other news?
Oh, I don't know. We heard a rumor.
Oh, I mean, we are quite far away from most of the main routes of travel and thus information. What rumor did you hear?
Well, we heard a rumor he might not be king anymore.
Oh my.
But we don't know. Huh.
Roscoe will, during all this, he's in a low voice, he's said to Shimi,
hey.
Yeah. What?
How about this?
Yeah.
Twist it. Bop it. Bahamut.
Oh my god!
Right? Yeah.
It's just a...
like a little saying? It could be like a prayer?
No, I was just doing a thing. I thought it might be funny.
Alright, well... I think you gotta try a little bit harder than that.
I, for the record, I'm just recreating a joke I made years ago.
I remember! You remember? I do! I was like, he's doing it!
It's so stupid. In Ghosts and Dragons, but over there it was Twist It, Bop It, Behel It.
Yes. Yes, it was.
I had to do it again. All right. Sorry, guys. We can keep playing D&D.
Did they enjoy it way more over there?
I forget.
I don't think nobody ever laughed. That was one of my.
Oh, period.
In any, I was like, Adam, I would laugh so hard at all your jokes.
And it turns out you don't laugh either.
Yeah, I don't. It sucks. Jokes sucks.
I need to remember I have that one.
I love that dumb joke. I love that Shimi somehow avoided it. I would have thought Shimi would have played with a bop it.
No, he seems like his parents didn't let him.
I think if Shimi knew about the recap song that I wrote, he would be nicer to Roscoe right now. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
if he knew about it, there's no way for him to know, though.
No, there is not. Not all of Adam's recap songs are canon in our world. Only some of them.
You could tell him.
I could. Hey, Shimi. Whoa. Just real quick. Adam, he wrote a recap song and it was about you. What? He did? Oh my god. Was it flattering? I think so. It kind of like gave people like an insight into your sort of inner world, really, like your perspective on the world. And wow, how does he know all that about me? I think he kind of inferred it, but I mean, I guess that's a sign of, you know, just how good of a role player I am. Oh, man. Yeah, you are really good. I've always said that. I've been like, I've tried to solve the puzzle that is you as a DM and just you as a person. And it just always comes around to you're just great at what you do. Aw, thanks, Shibi. All right, I'm going to get back to this. You know, just keep on doing what you're doing. Oh, man, you too. All right.
Shimi! It's KT. Well, I'm married to Eric.
Yeah, I know.
I felt so guilty over the past couple weeks of, like, not letting Will say that he loves you. Just so you know,
Do you feel less guilty about you heard this song?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
thanks, Adam. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Thanks, Adam. Right. Bye.
Was that a mind sliver? Or was it real?
Did we get mind slivered?
Yeah, what happened? Are we mind slivered right now? Oh, no, Eric's pretending like it didn't even happen.
What's mind sliver?
Oh, no, he has amnesia about the whole world now.
Oh, that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you call these things slivers because of Ian, maybe?
Yeah, I think he's the one that explained it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Ooh. Slivers, man. So.
Twist of Puppet Bahamut.
Yes, yeah, so I would be happy to bring someone here to show you around our humble settlement and show you where you may hang your hat for as long as you wish. First, well,
before we go,
yes,
I'm Kick. That's Rafina. That's Will.
That's not my name.
That's not Will. I'm sorry, Will. Will you look over there? I meant... And then I introduce everybody.
You're like, oh no, what if I get another That's name wrong? Oh,
I introduced them all correctly. It's canon. I follow the usual social protocols perfectly.
Oh, good job, Alex. You did a real good one there.
Oh, Shimi, you can still hear us? Oh, Shimi, you're my favorite.
Can.
Be careful, Shimi. Eric's going to kill you. Shimi!
No, it's all right.
Oh, Todd. Shimi, listen to Will.
Don't go near the werewolves.
Don't go near any werewolves. Bathwack will kill you.
Oh, come on. I heard you guys, like, threw the chopped off heads at people and... All kinds what? Of... You just, like, fucked up those werewolves.
Yeah, there was, like... All right, Shimi, you gotta get back in the game. Go back in the game so we can play. What the fuck is happening tonight?
I've created a monster.
Yes, yes.
Hello, everyone. I neglected to introduce myself as well. I've always been a little awkward when it comes to introductions. Sorry about that. My name is Gergar Theo. I am the host... Yes, what?
Gergar Theo, I say to Rafina.
This is Abby.
Okay.
Abby would not like to know a spelling. I apologize.
Oh, Gergar.
It's all right. Abby, I'll tell you how it's spelled. It's G-U-R-G-A-R space T-H-E-O.
Why is Shimi telling Abby?
What? Do you have a problem with that, Adam?
Oh, no.
I thought we were good.
Wait, the full name? Oh, I thought it was Gergar Theo.
Well, I mean... It's up to you how you want to pronounce it.
Okay. It's less complicated than I thought.
That's why you said Gergar. Gergar Theo. Like James. Bond. James Bond, but not
yes.
Like
Theo. Gergar Theo.
Gergar Theo.
Yes, exactly. He's right.
Rafina says, wrong. Oh, I have an armadillo named that.
Gergar Theo.
And yes, I'll bring Giram over here. He can show you around. But first, and he gestures to the beads draped around Valencio's neck.
Oh,
isn't he beaded?
Yes, he does have some, like, they're like leather cords with like colorful beads on them.
Okay, I have to ask, apologies if this is forward of me, but are any of these decorations you have on you, are they metal?
No, not my beads, but what would...
Well, we do not allow metal in our village. So if any of you would have any metal on your person, I would please ask that
oh,
you...
Oh, shit.
We have a storage pit here No.
Next to our comfort pit and our guest pit. And the drinking pit hole.
Oh, my God.
I said pissing hole.
I've got to look at my stuff.
If you would please, we can store it here safely for you. We keep it under lock and key. And so...
Wait, are the keys wooden?
But, no, the key is metal, but the key stays here outside of our town.
What happens if the key crosses the... Like, can we not take our key with us? If the key is metal...
We keep the key. We keep your goods safe.
Hmm. That seems a little funny, don't you think?
No, I don't.
Not to call you untrustworthy, but it's kind of funny that you would expect us to lock our goods. And Will is like trying to be very even-keeled.
We believe that many of the evils and travesties in this world stem from metal and things made of it.
Roscoe has traveled a lot. Does this seem like something that is kind of like normal? Like he's run into this before? Like
no,
absolutely not. He's never heard of this.
I mean, you've heard of people saying you can't have weapons and things like that, but just blanket like a substance. No, it's not a common custom that you've encountered. Hmm. I mean, we find that many people when they leave, they find themselves unburdened by these or
money, says Will. Says Valencio, because coin, I mean, that's part of it.
Oh yes, any metal coins, that as well. But there is nothing in our village. We provide whatever you wish freely. We do not accept or require currency or anything of the sort, so you will find no need of it here at Burngate.
How do you sustain that?
How do you keep safe?
Oh, we have ways to defend ourselves. You do not need metal to do so.
How do you afford to support every traveler that comes through without accepting any money?
We are a self-sustaining community here. We do not see many visitors. You are one of the largest groups I have encountered in recent memory.
Do you ever have problems with your visitors?
Oh, no.
Is that why this started?
Not at all. Many of us come from different places in the world, and ever since I can remember, that has been a tenet of our community here at Burngate.
What's the largest scrubby bush nearby? Do I see, is there nothing around that could obscure something? Because I do have, wait, is my Pompeian necklace metal?
Your locket?
Yeah. No, my pumpkin thing that turns into a tent.
I don't remember, honestly.
I don't remember
I
either.
Think it's definitely wood and leather. Nah. I'm just kidding. Probably if it's something Will would like, something it would have to be metal on it. I don't know. Wait.
Well, Rudy is a rutabaga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
What's the chain, though?
I don't know what the chain is. Well, because I will say out of character that I'm like, okay, Will would want to put his stuff in his magical tent and could offer that to other people and still take the necklace in. Potentially?
This is, Eric, you realize this is going to be the entire session. Is us dealing with this that you posed to our characters.
Yeah, that's what happens.
I mean, if you need some time to decide if that's acceptable to you, I understand. The world is full of these kind of items, and many people find themselves dependent on them in some way, shape, or form. This can be...
Like in our blood.
Ooh.
No, just kidding.
Bathwack's a scientist. He knows. There's iron in there, in them bloods.
Did Bahamut tell you to do this?
Oh, I've never spoken to Bahamut. I cannot imagine that... I think if I were to hear Bahamut's voice, my very consciousness may melt into ecstasy. No, that's just, it's just been one of our beliefs here at Burngate.
Don't you hear him in your prayers?
No. I mean, I pray to Bahamut, certainly. I do not ever even consider asking for a response.
Okay, is there a bush nearby? Like, how big, is there any cover at all nearby?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just a barren plain. Sure. There's a will-shaped bush. There's a tent-shaped bush over there.
Like, how weird was it? Like, this is the only little civilization with it. There's just nothing else. Like, it's going to be very obvious if I go behind a bush.
I mean, if you all would like, there's some privacy bushes over there you could go behind and
privacy bushes
discuss.
Oh my god. Because I have so much shit.
Will you give us a private place to store our items?
As I said, yes, we have this. We call it almost ironically our armory. Here, look, and he goes over. There's this small, wooden structure to the left of the road outside the gate. He pulls a key from around his neck and unlocks it, and he opens it up, and it's just full of shelves, and there's lots of stuff in there. You can see, you see some weapons, some armor.
This doesn't look very private. There are other things in here.
Are those from the guests that never left?
No, many people, as I said, felt themselves unburdened by the weight of these items after spending time here and chose to leave them behind.
I wasn't listening. I was trying to look at my inventory.
yes.
Well, I'll wait for him to leave and then I'll get rid of most metal things, if not all of them.
So is the structure tall enough to hide my tent?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, sweet. I'll message everybody and be like, I could try to get things went through my tent.
Yeah, if maybe you would like, I mean, if you ask for a private space, I will certainly leave you be if you'd like to, you know, if you have things that you don't wish to be seen by strangers such as myself, take all the time you need. And he,
yes, yeah. Leave us, please.
And he goes back. There's a larger structure on the other side of the road, and he goes in there.
He goes into a bigger tent on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think... Okay, is there any money here? Will's looking... Are there any money sacks? Or, like, what? What is in here?
Roll investigation.
Yeah, without looking like I'm just trying to look through the stuff. Like,
you just take it all
later.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, well, I'll just take this money and go. would you say like, an insight?
Nice visit to Burngate.
No, investigation.
Yeah. Thanks, Burngate. A 10.
Mostly you see sort of larger things in here. You actually see like a mess kit with like a pan and a pot and utensils. Mm-hmm. You see lots of different, you know, things like daggers and knives and, mm-hmm. and things along those lines. You do see some larger swords and such. Like I said, you see some armor. Mm-hmm. There's a trowel. And, yeah, you're looking around. You do see, like, a couple assorted piles of coins. Nothing okay. significant that you see.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
I'll look at Will.
I wonder how many people live here. How many people can you fight at once without a weapon?
I don't want to leave my long sword here.
Okay, so I can set up the tent behind this weird thing if somebody else provides a distraction, maybe, just to make sure, or like somebody else is looking around, just make sure they don't see me put shit in a tent and try to get it through the gate. I don't really want to be bothered by law enforcement or whatever the fuck happens here right away.
I will also remind, just to make sure everybody's on the same page, Bathwick is disguised as Kick.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure all of his weapons are...
obscured.
Correct.
I'm just.
That's what I was going for. I was going to carry him in.
Oh man, I wonder if there's like a spell.
I was going to carry at least one in.
I'm just worried that we might like things might set off alarm. A
detector.
That's just my concern.
I want to try it out.
Cool. Sounds great. Okay, Beth. Do you say that to me?
No.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah. So.
I'll bring the flail.
Well, oh gosh, Bathwack. So here's the thing, buddy. like literally, if Bathwack, he's huge, and I'm standing right next to him, and he's talking about his weapons, and there's a million weapons right here, and I don't use weapons, and I never touch them really. So, hey, Kick. The thing is, if we set off an alarm with something obscured under your disguise, then the disguise will probably be no more if these people have actually ways of defending themselves, which they implied. I don't know what that means. Are they able to fight us with their bodies or magic or something? So we need to think about this.
All right, then I'll leave it here, but let's test it and come back later.
Okay, testing bring the coin. Yes, see that. Yes, that's what. Yes, good test. Good test. Why don't you go over there with the coin and test it out right now?
I'll bring my one last gold piece. I have one gold piece. I seriously have one gold piece. Holy shit.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please leave us a kind review wherever you listen to us. Also, consider supporting us by subscribing to us on Ko-fi at tinyurl.com/supportpfd, where you can gain access to lots of exclusive treats and behind-the-scenes goodies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.